verse 25 of John chapter 19. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother.
Bless you, Lord.
Now, I'm going to preach to you a little bit about mothers this morning. Now, I won't get to all that I've thought about. There's good mothers, and there's mean mothers. And there's good daddies and mean daddies. And I'd like to talk to you children just a little bit this morning. Sometimes maybe you think you've got the meanest mama that ever lived. But if you've got a mother that's so mean, it'll make you dress decent when you go out in the front yard, you've got a good mama.
Amen.
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 Bless you, Lord.
And if you've got a mother that'll do that, you've got a good mother.
Yes.
If you've got a mother that'll tell you no and mean it, you've got a good mother. You might think, well, mother just don't understand. But I want to tell you something, girls, this morning, and boys. Your mother has been the same age that you are.
Yeah.
Now, every mother don't care about the children. And that's a harsh, hard saying. Isaiah chapter 49 said, will a mother forsake her suckling child? Will she forget the fruit of her womb? He said, yeah, they may. But yet will I not forsake thee.
Amen.
You've got somebody to stay closer. We've got some that don't care too much. Then we've got some that does care. And a real mother. I'm talking about a real mama. When it's really not enough on the table for everybody to eat all they want, mama will all of a sudden lose her appetite and she don't want nothing to eat. She'll do that to feed her children. God bless you, mamas. I love every one of you. And when thank God the roughest with Jesus, his mother stood close to the cross.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Low, oh, low. It'll go further than any mortal person can go outside of Jesus. Her love will reach out the other way. Everybody else is forsaken him. Peter said, I don't know him. And all the disciples run from him. There stood by his cross his mother. Wow! And she left and got him in her arms again, like she did when he was a baby. Loved him. Oh, was nailed yonder on Calvary's cruel cross. A mother had gone as far as she could go. She wasn't leaving him then. Oh, praise God for good mama. Woo! Somehow or other, the heart is more tender. I want to tell you children something today. You're in debt to your mother. You might think you're not. You think about the time that she set up with you when you were sick. She went to death's door to bring you into the world. There's something about mama that's different. I love my kids. I don't know what is in a man living that loves his children more than I love mine. But somehow mother's love goes further.
Amen.
I don't understand it. Praise the Lord. If you've got a godly mama, you've got a treasure, you've got something special, then by all means, you'll never mistreat her, never be rude to her, but you'll always be kind. I've often thought many times, the last several years, I've seen kids run roughshod over parents. Them kind of children ought to have my mama for a mama. And I thought she was mean. But I learned at a pretty early age, if I didn't cooperate with mama, mama knew how to operate on her son.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
We need some godly mamas that live right in spite of the devil.
Yeah.
I told you this, told him many times, places. When our oldest boy went into service, that's about the toughest thing that his mother went through with, I guess. He carried him out to California. He's in the Navy. And put him in boot camp. He sent a bunch of pictures home. And Miss Potter's in the back room just a sobbing, crying out loud. And I said, what in the world's the matter with you? She said, they ruined our baby. And that they trimmed him up. They'd give him a haircut he never thought he could get one like that. A lot of boys need to get in there now, yeah. Boot camp a little while.
Yeah,
I'm just going to leave it like that. But it broke my heart. It broke my heart. Just look at him. Just look at him. They're trimming him up, making him a soldier. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Getting him ready to do something that God, that the country wanted him to do. And we need some soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. They'll go through boot camp and get a haircut, a sign up, and get ready to work for God. Well, praise the Lord. We need some folks that'll dip through in boot camp and get straightened out and be a good soldier of the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. Woo! But it didn't break my heart like it did Miss Polly. But it just broke her heart completely to see her boy like that. What they were doing was letting him know that he was first to honor the United States government.
Right.
I don't know whether you know it or not, but if you're saved this morning, the first priority of every saved person is to please the one that saved them.
Amen.
That's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And this book here tells you how we can please him, how we can walk closer to him day by day. But his mother never gave up. Jesus went through a lot of things. Do you remember the story? The first miracle that Jesus ever performed was in Cana of Galilee. He was never ashamed of his mother. And that's far more than I can say. There's been a time in my life I've been ashamed of my mama. She was an old-fashioned mama. She testified. Sometimes she cried. I think, but I wish mama wouldn't do that in this bigger crowd. The house would be full of folks. Sometimes mama would lift her hand and praise the Lord. And I'd say, well, I wish she wouldn't do that in this bigger crowd. But one night I got saved. I found out what made mama lift her hand. Hallelujah. She didn't know one note from another. I've heard her sing around the wash basin when you'd be washing clothes in the wintertime. Humming the old song, there is an unseen hand to me. It leads through ways I cannot see. Well, praise the Lord. That's some memories I'll never forget. I'll go with a God great name. Thank God for every godly mama that ever has lived and ever will live. Thank God for mothers and be mothers. Oh, praise the Lord. And act like mothers. Stay in mother's place. The world needs to bow at the feet of every godly mother in this country today. Oh, praise the Lord. That's the least we can do. You remember Jesus' mother told a servant, what's he was saying, and do you do it? There, Jesus was about 30 years of age. And Mary had lived with a stigma hanging over her. People no doubt referred to Jesus as a child born the wrong way. Right on this occasion, her name was Claire. Hallelujah. Glory to God's great name. The folks had turned their nose up. at Mary. Woo! When she said, son, they've got no wine. The Bible tells us that Jesus said, told him folks to fill the pot. What did they say? Filled him to the brim. We filled him half full, he wouldn't have done it. We filled him up.
Yeah.
And when he done that, they could look. They could know. But if you don't believe surely the virgin birth, I guess I do. What if that happened today? Would you still believe it? If that child that was born, if they could turn the water into wine, could walk on the water, could raise the dead, could make the sea stop raging, the wind stop blowing, it wouldn't be no trouble for me to believe these virgin birds. Hallelujah. Wouldn't be a bit of trouble in the world for me to believe it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. But there's never been a baby born like Jesus was born. But on that day when he turned the water into wine, Mary no doubt could skip away from there and say, I told him that was my son. I told him he was God's son. I told him he was from the other world. They didn't believe it. But now then, surely, they'll believe it now. Well, praise his great name. When he stood on the bank and told the children, have you any meat? They said, no, cast your net on the right side and you'll find it. Well, praise the Lord. No doubt in my mind many, many times. Now, I've often wondered about it. I have no scripture for what I'm fixing to tell you, but that Jesus lived. He always has been, but he became a baby. I'll never understand it. He became a baby, was born of a woman, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. That little bundle that looked so insignificant. Didn't look too good to Herod and the rulers in that day. But in that little bottle lay the hope of a dying world. In that little bottle lay the remedy for every man's sin. Oh, praise his great name. No doubt she went through a lot of things when his childhood. And in my mind, I see him come in the house. When his heart broke, kids can be rude with other kids. They can be mean. People, kids will team up against another child. They're not to do it, but they'll do it. And you know where they'll go? That child almost will go home to mama and talk to them about it. And somehow or other, mother has a way to heal that broken heart. But I wondered in my thinking, I've seen Jesus down in Nazareth. He's come in. Maybe a stove tub. Somebody maybe throwed some mean things at him. I've almost heard him. We go up to Mary and say, Mother, will you tell me about that angel coming to see you again? Will you tell me one more time about that trip the angel come? Oh, praise the Lord. Will you tell me about the Holy Ghost overshadowing you? Tell me about it again, Mother. Well, praise the Lord. She carried him as long as you could carry him. When he got in the ministry with his father, she went up and down the country with him. Still loved him. In death, she loved him. When the way got rough, she stood by the cross. Oh, praise the Lord. This morning, thank God for good godly mamas out there today. Ooh. Many mothers, all mothers are not going to the dogs. I'll tell you, we got some good ones. The 14th chapter of Matthew tells us about a bad one. Also, you find the 6th chapter of Mark, I believe it is, where John the Baptist had been preaching, doing what he said to. Herod loved John, according to Mark. He feared John. He knew John was a holy man. He heard him. He heard him badly. But some of his preaching he didn't like. He could enjoy some of it. He could enjoy hearing John tell them soldiers to do violence to no man, be content with your wages. Well, he could have punched somebody and said, that's good preaching. But he heard John tell them, people, if you've got two coats, give that fellow don't have one, or coat, give him one of yours. He could say, that's good preaching. But when he went home with him, told him, look there and said, you've got the wrong woman in the house with you. This Herodias said, cut his head off. Get rid of that fellow. We don't need him around here no more. Now, I really believe they had a more sympathetic way to kill pushers then than they do now. They cut their heads off then. Now they just chew us to death. Something we preach that folk don't like, they'll chew us at dinner time. They'll chew us between meals. Well, go on and chew. You'll have to spit us out after a while. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. But the way got rough, but mother never left him. She stayed with him. When the cross was heavy, she was close by. When he hung there in the last hour, mother was near there. You could take a child and get some trouble, and the society find them guilty. They'll go to the courtroom. They'll beg the judge to have mercy. After they've got to go off from them, a mother will still follow them out of the gate of the penitentiary and say, son, our daughter, I still love you. Oh, what love. Love, love, love. Only God's love will surpass a mother's love. As children here ought to get your mother by the hand and say, go with me to the altar, mama, and pray with me one more time. Well, praise the Lord. I don't know anything. We'll beat a godly mother.
You read the first chapter of 1 Samuel, you'll find another mother that prayed for a child. And the Bible tells us she prayed for a man child. And she said, Lord, if you'll let me have him, I'll loan him to you. As long as he lives. Hannah hadn't been going up to the temple, but it wasn't long till Hannah was rocking sandals. I feel like having a running spell up and down these aisles for him. When they went back to the temple to worship, she said, I can't go today. I've got a child to look after. Thank God for mama to look after their children. You might not have as much maybe as some other mother have, but if you can implant in bed in that child's heart, you can let them know the love of God. You might have a greater treasure than you've ever thought about having down here on this world, on this earth. Well, praise God's great name. But Hannah prayed for him. She carried him. When she carried him up to the temple, she said, I'm going to loan him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he's yours now. Read the book of Samuel, find out what kind of judge Samuel was. Oh, because he had a praying mama. Oh, because he had one that dedicated to the cause. Oh, praise his great name this morning. Oh, bless his name. Oh, I'd love to stay here about 15 to 20 minutes, but I can't. Good mamas. Oh, thank God for every one of them. Somehow or other, they can just do something that husbands can't do. Maybe Father's Day I get to push to your daddy about some good daddies. I don't know how to be. But we'll just go along like it is. Let's go back in the book of Exodus, please, and find another mother that lived in slavery and had ordered if a male child was born that that child was to be killed. I believe her name was Jochebed. And when Moses was born, she hid him. Keep the Egyptians from finding him. And what do you believe it or not? I don't believe it in the way in the world that got Moses to cry if Egyptian was in here and this or something. I mean, you could have pinched him. He just kind of flinched up a little bit. I don't believe he'd have made a noise because they'd have found him if they could have. But she hid him as long as she could. When she couldn't hide him any longer, she made a little ark. Out of bull, she carried it down to the river. And to me, before she ever put that baby in there, I believe she went down and tested that thing. I can see her. She put her hand on the one in the little heart. She pressed down on it to see if any dampness coming in. Oh, today, mama, what you got won't do for your children. You better swap it off and get something we'll do for them. praise the Lord. She tested this thing before she ever put her child in it. I'm not afraid today to put my children in the same boat I got in. It'll float. It'll never go down. Aren't you afraid of shipwreck, Brother Cook? I've never known a ship to go down with Jesus on board. Well, praise the Lord. He'll keep it floating all the time.
In fact, as big as he is, the ship. God has different ways to do things, but thank God for godly mamas. Many times, that wayward boy is away from home with that girl. You think his mother, daddy don't care. That mother's probably walking the floor, wringing her hand. One of her Tom, Johnny, or Sam is old friends today. God help us this morning. And when Moses' mother put him in the flame with the river, out in the river, she left his sister to kind of look after things. The Bible said they didn't fear the king. They saw it was a goodly child. Hebrews said they saw it was a proper child. And when Pharaoh's daughter, of all the things, when Pharaoh's daughter come down, she seen this. She went out and opened the lid. And the Bible said the babe wept. He knew exactly. It must have been an angel hanging around pretty close by. And when she got close to that body, must have peeped Moses and said, now the time to cry. Well, because your city will let me alone. Let me be silly if I can enjoy this. Well, praise the Lord. Something called him to cry. Well, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that's within me. Bless his holy name. And of all the things, when they seen this child, they seen him with a Hebrew. The sister said, would you lift him and go get somebody? Be a nurse to him, go get him. And of all the things, when he got his old mama, he can't be taken. You can't outsmart God. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. His own mama raised him, and the enemy paid the bill. Praise the Lord. Well, bless the Lord. I don't have to make anybody praise the Lord. Just a little bit of that. Well, thank God for Jesus this morning. What a friend we have in him. I'll praise his great name. But in my mind, I've seen her. She raised that little boy. When should we go to talking to them? You ought to talk to them before they get here. That's how long, that's how often I think you ought to talk to them. But of course, they can't understand. No, they can't understand you ticking them on the chin and saying daddy to them either. But after a while, they'll get through. After a while, they'll find out what you're saying. You just go talk to them anyhow. And in my mind, I've seen this mother, and she looked after Moses. Now, there's some things I've got out of. You got some better ones, hang on to them. I've seen him playing around her apron string. Maybe she'd sit down and talk to him and say, son, you're really not one of Pharaoh's family. You're one of us. And one day you're going to lead us out of here. We're going to leave Egypt one day, son. You're going to lead the caravan. You ain't got no scripture for it, because you ain't got none against it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somewhere she got it over to him, but there was a living God. I assure you that Pharaoh's crowd didn't tell him about it. But the Bible said when he come to Asia, he looked out on the horizon. He seen a bunch of suffering people. He chose to suffer affliction with them and enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Well, praise the Lord. Who got it over to him? I believe his mama got it over to him. God give us Bible believing, God fearing mother in our land today. It'll change the destiny of our country. There may be a son. There may be a daughter. Might be both of them. They've just left to come to the altar with their mother. Would you just be honest enough this morning? Just to say, mother, would you go with me and let's pray together? Maybe your child has never heard you pray. I've never heard my daddy pray until after I got saved. But tonight, the first time I ever heard him pray was the night he got saved. I wish you'd have been there so I could have saved him.
you got a child, they'd love to hear you pray. There might be one here this morning that'd love to get your mother. He said, Mother, let's go pray again. Or cook that silly. I want you to stand on your feet. I'm going to make it easy on you as I can. Is there a child here that'd love to take their mother, drag her in her arms, and come to the altar with her? I'm not saying you're lost. I'm not saying you're an outlaw. But I'm giving you an opportunity to pray one more time with your mother. You may never have an opportunity. There's mothers here last year that's not here today. They moved on in that different world. You're here today. Would you love for your mama to play with you? Would you care enough? But cook, that's embarrassing. You're going to regret it one day if you don't do it. Won't you just go catch your mama by the hand and say, let's go to the altar to pray, Mother? Would you do that? If you're here today and you're not in fellowship with the Lord, would you love to come now? Would you love to come now? Maybe there's a mother here that your boy won't ask you to come. But maybe if you would ask him to come, he'd come with you. How about today? I just want you to be honest this morning. God help us today. God help us this morning.